as part of the effort to rid Nigeria of Boko Haram terrorists, troops of particularly the 21 Brigade of Nigerian Army and some elements of Nigerian Army engineers cleared a notorious terrorist camp at Chagori and Santumari villages in Borno State. And early this morning, of course, during the raid, they were able to kill quite a number of terrorists, recover a Land Rover vehicle and a T-Pack truck. Then the troops also were able to rescue 59 people that were held captive by the terrorists.
This comes sharply moments after the massive military shakeup. So is this a moral booster to the army fighting terrorism?
Of course. Whenever there is a success of this nature, it goes a long way to boost the morale of not just the fighting forces, but the overall Nigerian population also.
With these rescued individuals, what happens to them? Will there be rehabilitation because they faced trauma because of the kidnapping?
Yeah, exactly. The first and foremost, you know, the military's job is to make sure that they were rescued. And of course, we were able to rescue them. They are caregivers, and they will be processed to ascertain their status and stuff like that. You know, people have to, they had to be treated. Of course, the military were able to give them first aid, you know, sorting them out, those with ailments and stuff like that. And of course, the National Emergency Agency and other non-governmental organizations will take care before the issue of rehabilitation and integration into the society.
Now, Kenel, we heard reports that the chief of staff, military chief of staff, had decided to have a major shakeup of the Nigerian army. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, yesterday, the Chief of Army Staff, Major General Tutu Buratai, has approved the redeployment of quite a number of officers from various units and formations to other places. In fact, about 334 of them, you know, with effective dates, some of which will start today, others will take effect from Monday and some days after. And this has affected some of the principal staff officers at the Defense and Army headquarters, as well as some of the general officers commanding the division and all the key appointments in the Nigerian Army.
Now, Colonel Usman, were some of the military leaders in the fight against Boko Haram involved in this military shakeup?
Yeah, exactly. When I said formation, if you look at the except for the 7th Division, of the Nigerian Army, all the general officers commanding have been changed, a new set again, and it affects some of the brigade commanders as well as the commanding officers of the various battalions, not necessarily those involved in the fight against terrorism, all over the country. This was a comprehensive posting and appointment.
What was the rationale behind this military shakeup?
Well, posting and appointment are routine things. You cannot stay in a place forever. Some have stayed for quite some time. And of course, you know, there was a recent change in command. There was a change in command of the Nigerian Army recently. There were some people who have gone on voluntary retirement and vacancies have to be filled. And of course, naturally, there is need to rejuvenate the fight against terrorism and insurgency, putting people in the right places also.
Now, talking about the fight against terrorism, how do you envisage this massive military shakeup of the leadership of the military in various parts of the military structure to affect the fight against Boko Haram?
It will definitely positively affect the fight against terrorism as manifested in Boko Haram terrorist group.
Talking about the morale of the military, how will this help?
Very, very high. The morale is very high. It's just like rejuvenating, you know, giving people right commands and appointments that will enhance the fight against terrorism.
How are people receiving this latest military shakeup?
It is a long-awaited thing, and of course, now that it's happened, a lot of given by the positive comments and commendations, I think they are receiving it well. But one thing people should understand, posting and appointments are routine in the Nigerian Army.